Hi, great to have you. Thanks. It's the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. A lot of people just join us now to get out of work at this time, whatever. Listen, you got to talk to your boss and get that, you know what I mean? Just get that fixed up. Because we start the show.
Priority, really.
Thank
Job,
you.
Job, Joe Pag Show. I mean,
look, you got to give up a half hour of your wage, whatever it takes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. What? You got to be here at the start, from start to
tell
finish.
Tell you what, just email me. Just go to joepags.com, scroll down to contact, and my team will look at the emails and either throw them away or send them to me. But just give me your boss's number, name and number. What?
That'd be funny. Yeah.
Would they freak out if I just started calling a bunch of bosses? Yeah, Joe Pags, listen.
Yeah.
Gonna need you to let Bart out of work a half an hour early. What's the issue here?
That's right. You should.
It's always
that.
Bart when I go to some dude. So again, if you're just joining us, God bless you. I know you're trying to provide for your family, whatever. Let's get out a little bit early and join us at the top. But I want to repeat what I said at the beginning of the program. If you're looking for the Donald Trump interview from yesterday, and a lot of people are, I've been flooded with email and social media posts and everything. Where can I hear this? How can I find it? Just go to joepags.com, joepags.com, either on your device or on your computer, and then click on the featured story. Going to take you right to the Rumble link. Let's go. Go check it out. I want to hear your thoughts on it. A lot of people very positive about it. We had a lot of people, a lot of big names shared it and sent it about. We got a lot of people checking it out. I think about 10,000 views after I posted it late last night, which isn't a ton. But, Carrie, I think this one will get 100,000 easy. I don't see why not.
All right. Very good. Very cool.
Now, on the YouTubes, if I were using that, and I'm not, I mean, people can, like, fart and fall off of a chair and get 15 million views. So, I mean, 10,000 in, like, the virality world isn't that much. But for my content, it's a lot because we have millions who heard it live as I aired it yesterday. So I already know that the main audience on the radio stations, they heard it. And they were very happy with it. But there are a lot of people that like to watch these things as well or share them with other people. Again, joepags.com, and just click on that link to the interview with President Trump. Let me go to the phone line. I don't know why on a Tuesday. I was a little upset yesterday, but we get AJ.
Big time Motown, Joe Pags.
People literally, AJ, were asking me, is he okay? Is AJ okay? Where's AJ today? Because we didn't hear from you yesterday. What the heck?
Hey, I got to get my exercise in. I had to do aerobics. I called, but you was with the big man.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And it was a great interview where I heard before I got to the gym. And I'm like, dang, my man Pags. He got the man on. That is a bad man.
We had to get him on, my friend. Well, I'm glad you called in today. People were wondering, where is AJ? Talk to me.
Oh, man, Motown. Now, you know, I'm on Truth. I'm on Truth.
But, are you?
You know, I'm on Twitter as well. And, I'm on it. And the thing of it is, Motown, the Twitter people, I love to hit them liberals that's on there. But since they want to mess up our free speech, you know, I'm saying, after Trump, they stole the election. I say, they're going to mess with him. Yes, yeah. If Elon Musk, if he do what he's supposed to do, if he make it right, Motown, you hear me, make it right.
Right.
Where we can say what we want to say without getting cut off. I'll be back on there typing in capital letters again. You know how I do. You know how I read.
I do. No, you do. He tweets. Now, I want people to understand. AJ, a good friend for 15 years, he will tweet in all capital letters, and it bothers the idiots, and he keeps doing it, which I think is hilarious. So, no, I appreciate that because, first of all, it stands out, and I think that's good. So, you haven't tweeted in a long time. You've got a Twitter, AJ from Houston, but you don't use it because you know that they're hiding it.
Oh, well, you know, they just waiting to cut me off. I'm like, okay, I'll just hold on and see what happens. And I'm going to see what Leon must do. And if he do the right thing, well, I'll be back on that sign, sealed, and delivered to do the capital letter tweeting as I always do to hit the liberals. But Motown, let me get you. We got this doggone election coming up, and ain't nobody's really shaking and baking about it. But the thing of it is, you don't hear nothing from the Dems. So you see that when they ask the Dems about the border, they ain't doing nothing. They don't want to talk about it. I mean, what is the media, Motown? We know they dirty rats, but doggone it, they got early voting. How's people going early voting and ain't nobody going to be doing no debates? You ain't even heard what they going to talk about.
Right.
What's going on here? They're in the basement again with Joe Biden, that dirty rat. I mean, he going to go over to Puerto Rico or whatever. instead of going to Florida first.
He's from Puerto Rico. Like, hey, no, AJ, I don't think you heard it right. He said he's from Puerto Rico. What is wrong with this guy? Come on, man.
Motown. Hey, Motown, we from Detroit. We from Ohio. Right. We from Mississippi. We from Alabama. Hey, we can be from anywhere.
That's right. That's right. And nobody says
but
anything.
I ain't never seen a guy. Hey, but I ain't seen a guy been from everywhere he go. But Motown, through serious business, this people got to get their stuff together because this election is really, really important. And if we don't get this thing right, this country is gone, Motown. It's gone. And these people better wake up and smell the coffee. And God bless, I hope they vote right this time. I mean, because this is unbelievable. We watch it. But at the same time, you got Kalamina. I call her Kalamina.
Then, what well, do you call you do Kalamina? Come on.
Kalamina.
Come on, AJ.
You got to do this. Get the black folks first. Get the black folks first. Wait a minute. What about getting everybody first? And media, they just not doing their job. As usual, they will not call it out. So, Motown, we got to speak our voice. But if Eon must do the right thing, I'll be back. As Arnold say, I'll be back.
I hope you are, man. No, I miss your tweets.
I hope we get it.
AJ, I'm going to put you on hold because I want Sam to get your truth handle so I can go follow you there, brother. I appreciate you, man. Hold on a second. Sam, grab AJ and let's get that. I want to go follow him on Truth. Come on, Carrie. The truth, following him on Truth has got to be good.
You gotta do that, right?
How do you not follow AJ? By the way, I just showed a picture of AJ and me over on the stream. If you're not watching the stream, just go to joepags.com and click on Watch Now, and you can go check that out. It's going to be Joanne in Minnesota. Joanne, what's going on? Hi.
That's a really hard act to follow.
Yes, he's great. We love AJ.
Listening to AJ, what more is there to say? I wasn't watching Twitter until Elon Musk stepped into the picture just for the sake of seeing what was going to happen. And, you know, maybe I'm seeing it from a different direction, but I'm seeing as many positives as negatives on there. And when there's a negative, there's always a person who will come in and say and fight against that. So I'm seeing the people react back to the bad ones too. So it will be interesting.
Well, Joanne, I'll tell you this. I saw a difference on Twitter immediately. I think you're right. They started getting rid of the algorithm. They stopped, blocking people from finding people like me or you or AJ. But since it looked like Elon Musk wasn't going to buy it, they went back to their old games again. Now, hopefully, that the announcement has been made that he's going to buy it again, maybe it'll become more fair and more unbiased again. They can't have their own little playground and pretend that it's unbiased. If it's biased, say so, and I'll make a decision not to go there. But if they say we're unbiased, we're even-handed, we're not going to squelch anybody, and they do it anyway, that's a problem for me.
Well, I'm very selective. The religious sites, the scientific sites, and the ones that I know I don't have to make a judgment call on.
Right.
So, but your interview last night was amazing.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on our side.
I'm doing the best I can. I love being on your side, Joanne. Thank you. I appreciate you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. That's really a thing. I mean, I saw a gain of about, I don't know, when Musk said that he was buying Twitter, I probably had 105,000 followers, and I jumped. I'm over 130 now. Hey, Carrie, just when I started talking about Twitter, I lost 100 people.
Did you really?
On Twitter.
Of course, yeah.
Just today, I lost 100.
I guess.
But again, with the Musk deal looking like it's going to go through, the left is shaking in their boots, and you're going to hear all this garbage about Musk is going to push Russian propaganda. Trump is going to be able to come back on the site, which I don't think he'll do. Maybe do that one tweet saying, go to Truth. But they'll probably take that that suspension away. They'll probably unsuspend the Babylon Bee. A lot of things are going to start happening now, and that bothers the left. See, the left never wants it to be a fair game. They don't. They never wanted it to be an equal opportunity game where, you know, the best wins. If you've got better information than I do, then you should be winning. If you've got facts and I'm saying disinformation, well, then you should be winning. They don't want that. They want their facts to be the ones that are used. Their stuff. I won't even call them facts because facts is a definitive thing. They don't want there to be fairness online. And this scares the hell out of them. And I'm glad. They should be scared because they've owned big tech, big media, big Hollywood, big music, big academia for way too long. And that's a problem for a fair and honest society. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. I definitely want to hear from you. Looks like Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter. I don't know. I mean, how do we feel about Elon Musk buying Twitter? Is he going to make big changes? They clearly were scared to death when it looked like he was going to do it. Then they felt pretty comfortable again when it looked like he didn't want to do it. And now that he's going to do it, are they scared to death again? Are they going to get back in line again? Are they going to change things? Are they going to make it better? Is it going to actually be a fair platform? And how do we feel about Elon Musk? Listen, I think Teslas are good-looking cars. I think they're good-looking cars. But the whole engineering of an electric car is one that relies on minerals that are being sourced from very poor parts of Africa where children as young as six are out there sourcing the stuff. I'm not sure how I feel about that. And saying zero emissions is something they're just saying. You still have to charge these cars. And you charge these cars with electricity. We know where electricity comes from. So again, I mean, I think he's generally speaking a pretty good guy. He appears to be anyway, and he appears to be standing up for free speech. If you believe in free speech, there should be free speech. And then he says some things that make me go, it's kind of interesting. Not sure how I feel about that. So your thoughts about that, certainly. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Definitely want to hear from you. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Eden Pure. Eden Pure is a great sponsor, and they just have a great product. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier, that's the Thunderstorm Air Purifier, uses proven oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation are going nuts about these things. They just love them. The Thunderstorm freshens their homes, gets rid of musty, mildewy smells. They're just gone after a few minutes with this few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. Over 265,000 being sold, you know that it has to work. Any odor is going to disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. It's a fraction of the cost. Listen, other air purifiers can be as much as $600. They take up a bunch of landscape. And again, you don't want that. Just plug these right into the wall. It doesn't take up any real estate at all inside your home. Put one in the basement, the bedroom, the family room, kitchen, anywhere you want clean, fresh air. And right now, you save a bunch of money. You save a bunch of money by going to the website, EdenPureDeals.com, and you put in discount code PAGS3. You save $200 right now. EdenPureDeals.com, put in discount code PAGS3, save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code PAGS3, and shipping is free as well. Again, I want to think that Elon Musk is the big savior of social media. That's what I want to think. But again, I mean, we're kind of getting sold a bill of goods when it comes to electric vehicles. EVs are not this zero effect on the earth thing that we pretend they are. And unfortunately, a lot of the minerals, a lot of the sourcing that we have to have is from China. China succeeds big time if we're forced to all drive an electric vehicle. Teslas are good-looking cars. I remember saying 13, 14 years ago, You may remember me saying this, if they make an electric vehicle that looks like a Corvette and gives me the engine sound, I would consider buying it.
I do remember you saying that, actually. Yeah.
They've got some pretty cool looking ones, but I mean, the no sound of an electric vehicle, and somebody's going to write me now, oh, you can get a plug in an audio file that plays a sound when you ride the car.
It's not the same.
It's not.
No.
You don't only feel and hear and see, just the whole atmosphere of a rumble of an engine is what you're in it for. So, to me, I don't know that it's going to ever work out where electric vehicles are my thing. But then again, people look at me and say, oh, it doesn't matter.
Well,
we're going for the younger generations.
Don't move to California. Yeah.
No, that's not happening. And by the way, I hope they vote that. Got to vote that ass out. Vote that ass out in California and hopefully get rid of this guy who wants to control exactly how you transport from here to there. It doesn't make any sense. Did you see? I don't know if you sent me this. You may or may not have yesterday. But California, Gavin Newsom has now decided that a doctor cannot opine about the the efficacy of one of these shots.
Yeah, and we read that story yesterday.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
A medical doctor. I mean, again, this is the nuttiness of a place like California. You've got a medical doctor who has gone through the education, has done what he or she needs to do to learn, and they're giving you real reports from the adverse effects system and so on, maybe even direct knowledge of adverse effects on his or her own patients. And that doctor is not allowed to go like on a local newscast and say, well, here's a possible side effect. That person's in trouble, and as you read yesterday, could lose their medical license. Come on, man.
That's right. Yep.
And this is the same idiot that's talking about by 2035, no gas-powered vehicles, period. I mean, that's crazy. I've actually seen lines of people waiting to charge their EVs. A trip that would take you 10 hours, let's say a road trip across the country somewhere, will take you 2 days. And that somehow is saving the earth as the six-year-old is mining the minerals needed in Cameroon. It doesn't make any sense. It actually is disconnected from reality. But then again, you've got a guy in Gavin Newsom who is an airhead. He's just a pretty face and has never made a decision in California where I go, yeah, no, that makes sense. Here's a guy that squandered $13 billion or something like that on solving the homeless crisis, and that $13 billion only led to more homelessness in California. I kid you not. Look into the stats. So we've got that going on. So, yeah, I mean, look, I get it. Elon Musk's business, he was part of PayPal, which has done very, very well. But now PayPal is very biased. If they don't like your content, don't like who you are, they might shut your account off. And now he's, you know, big time Tesla. Now Starlink is his big internet service, which looks like that could be a really good solution to people that are in the rural areas, don't have good internet service. Good. He's an innovator. He's thinking. He's using his brain. But I am not sold on electric vehicles. And yet, look, I'm a car guy. If I can save money and go fast and enjoy a sports car, I'm going to take a good long look at it. But this doesn't make any sense knowing where the parts come from. And God forbid you're out of warranty and the battery gives out. Then what? These batteries, I mean, some of them I've seen between $7,000 and $30,000 for a battery. What do you do then after spending $70,000 on an EV? So, again, I want to believe he's going to go into Twitter, revamp it, make it better. But I'm a little bit skeptical of what I hear from anybody who I know is making money from what he's saying. Now, yes, I make money from what I'm saying, but we source all of it. Why don't more people know that little kids and families are being paid peanuts to go dig up these minerals in unhealthy conditions? I've seen videos showing them actually doing it. And I'm going, listen, if this was truly, you know, zero impact on Earth, I'll hear you. But it's not. And it's not zero impact on humanity. It's just not. So if they told the truth about it and still were pushing for it, that's fine. But also, I like that he has said, so this guy's a quandary for me. He's also said in all of the above, energy sort of platform. Yes, gas-powered. Yes, EV. Yes, solar. Yes, wind. So I'm going to hold my breath here a little bit and hope that he's going to do what I hope he'll do on Twitter. But if he doesn't, I've already warned you, I wouldn't be surprised. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Coming right back. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.